Morning all. Hello to those of you joining us on the call. We'll start as ever in the room. Got around 20 minutes with Jonas. Gary from Sky, if you'd like to kick us off.
Hello there.
Hi.
Congratulations, Manager of the Month.
Thank you.
You waited quite a while to win it again, though.
Yeah, it's not one of the things that I put the most focus on either. It's of course a reflection of a really good month that we had, and where credit should go to the wider staff group and the players who've all done an incredible job. So it's nice to get recognition for that. But in the end, it's the collective trophies that we care a lot about.
Yeah, it's something that's obviously a bit like water off the duck's back for you. But the players, do they congratulate you? Are they happier about it?
I don't know, actually. It's I think when you're in our environment, it's to say, like, of course we all need to individually contribute to the team's goal, but the reason that we are here is to win things with Arsenal, and that has to be our main focus for it, and that's what we should care about all the time, is to say, like, what does the team benefit from, and that's what we need to do.
Emma Hayes will have revenge on her mind then, because you beat her to the trophy.
I don't think she cares a dime about that. I think she's the same as me and only care about the team and the team's results.
Looks like it might still be a sellout. I think it's 2,000 tickets left, but obviously there's still some time to go. And it'll be the third highest, I think, attendance for a football game in England this weekend. So again, it just shows the progress, doesn't it?
And I think we have to push and make it a sellout. I mean, the atmosphere that has been created by supporter groups, like we have the Red and White, Arsenal Women Supporter Clubs, that's what drives us to going to this stage here. And we're 2,000-ish tickets short of this being a sellout. Let's push. You don't want to miss this game.
Would you have thought that, though, you know, a few years back? Would you have thought that this was, we'd be talking about sellout stadiums for on a massive weekend of football
I mean, this is where it comes into where you're saying you might have visions, dreams, goals for it, but the reality is when I came 2.5 seasons ago and we were playing Chelsea at the Emirates, we were less than 10,000 people at the Emirates, and now we're talking about a sellout. That's a tremendous growth, and it's down to so many people doing great work, and that's of course the players. Those are the one that drives the excitement of the league and the matches, but also off the pitch, the club's commercial communication departments, the supporters, everything comes together, and you need everyone in order to get this growth. It can't only be driven by a few, it has to be driven by many.
That first game you spoke about there, I think you won that game, didn't you, against Chelsea?
Correct. Yeah.
And then drew last season in WSL?
Yes.
So the record's good, and obviously cup success as well. What kind of statement would be a win, going equal on points with Chelsea this weekend?
Always what you need to focus in a football match is the performance. The performance will then sort of equal into the result. But our full focus need to be in the performance. It can never be in saying, like, oh, what would it mean to win? What would it not mean to win? Focus on playing good football. Focus on playing well as a team, especially coming back from an international break with players being away. Now we need to connect. We need to find our principles as well. So our focus needs to be on play well. And if we play well, then we have a good chance of winning.
And just a final thought. Obviously, the men's team are top of the table as well. You could potentially be equal top at the end of the weekend. Is it too simple, simplifying things to say that it rubs off on each other if you're both doing well, or is it completely separate?
No, I definitely think that's dynamics that is very positive in a football club. Why it is important. It's probably also very true that our wider supporter groups for both teams, that's rubbing off to both teams, but also our management at the club, that also drips down to both teams. So I think there is so many positive things in and around the club that benefits both teams, and that's probably the main reason why both teams are able to be competing in the top spots in both respective leagues.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Chris?
Jonas, obviously, with just 12 teams in WSL, there's so little margin for Chelsea were to win this, they'd be 6 points clear. So I know we're only in mid-December, but if this isn't a must-win game, is it a must-not-lose game?
Like I said, our focus is on the performance. And that's what you can control. And I think that's always the case when you try to prepare the team, and what we need to put our focus on is the things that we can control. And the future, we don't have 100% control over that. We don't know what's going to happen in the rest of the games coming after this game. But we can control our performance in this game here, and that's where we need to put 100% on our focus. And like I said, if we focus on playing as well as possible, that's going to give us the best chance of winning.
Arsenal as a club is doing something right when it comes to getting these huge crowds in at the Emirates. It's doing much better than some of the other big clubs. What do you think some of those clubs could learn perhaps from what Arsenal is doing?
I think that's so hard because I don't know the other clubs in and out like I know Arsenal. But like I said, I think there is many factors that comes together with making us very successful with selling so many tickets. And it's both players on the pitch, it's the staff off the pitch, but it's also the supporters, and you need to have all those three components in order to make it successful. And right now we have a really nice mix of that.
Even when some of the games at the Premier League grounds don't necessarily get a huge crowd, obviously you've got a better pitch, usually you've got better facilities. How close are we, do you think, to a stage where every WSL game match really should take place in a Premier League stadium for all of the clubs?
I think you would hope that would be closer than I think it actually might be, because I think there is a lot of logistics in moving all games in the league to bigger stadiums, because you have many different factors in everything from permits on how many games you're allowed to play on a stadium, but also on how do you make pitch maintenance and so on in congested periods of games. So I think there is a lot of logistics that you don't necessarily think about, and especially if we see in a future that probably likely that to have more than 12 teams in the WSL. I think not for next season, but if we look a decade forward, I think that certainly has to be the direction, and that means more games. It means then even more demands on the stadium that the games are going to be played on. So I think that requires some really smart people getting together and have a think about how that can be possible.
Just lastly from me, Frieda Leonhardsen and Mornham getting the Football Supporters Association Player of the Year award. What does it mean to you to see her get that accolade?
Oh, it's great. I mean, see Frieda coming from the league in Sweden, developing into the player and the person that she is today. I think that has been really strong and impressive for her. I'm really happy to continue to see our progression with us.
Thanks, Chris. Simon.
Yes, I know you and the club and the players have spoken about playing every WSL game at the Emirates, but do you have a sort of a date or year in mind when you think that might be a reality?
No, but you can see the progression that the club has been doing with playing more and more league games at the Emirates every year. Hopefully that's a progression that continues. But like I said, there is so many different factors going into, say, on how many games that we can play on a stadium. So I think we have to review it season by season basis. But you can clearly see the club's intent in the progress that we've been making.
And also the rivalry between Chelsea and Arsenal is great. But how much different do you think the dynamic will be this year, knowing that it's Emma's last year at Chelsea before she goes?
Nothing. Nothing. It's still two teams that wants to win. And even something else is going to happen in the summer. Like I said, the future, we can't do very little about that. I have no idea what's going to happen in the summer for the world in general for it. So we have to be here and now. And now we're going to play on Sunday. And that's where our focus needs to be. No, because I think that they have been highly motivated before that, and we are highly motivated as well, so I don't think you can add any more. Thank you.
Thanks, Simon. We'll come to the call now then with Tim.
Hi, Jonas. Before I ask my question, could I just ask the team news whether there have been any injuries, in particular Lena Hurtig, who I know missed the Sweden game?
Yeah, it's Lena that had to go home earlier from the Swedish camp after picking up an injury against Switzerland. But apart from that, everybody is in and training today.
And you've said a couple of times in recent weeks that this is the strongest you think you've seen Chelsea since arriving in England. I just wondered, I think you've probably watched them quite a lot over the last couple of weeks. What do you think are the factors that have made them even better this year, say, compared to last year?
That's always hard to say, but I think they have a really good dynamic on the pitch. I think they have really developed a way where they sustain attacks, and they have many different ways on how they can score goals. I think you saw a team that was maybe more dependent on few individual players 2.5 seasons ago, but you see the number of various lineups that they have been playing so far this season and still being able to have really high consistency and high levels in their performance. I think that's really impressive. So it shows it's more of a team thing than an individual player thing, which is, I think, a point where most teams wants to go to. And those parts impress me with them. Doesn't mean that they are unbeatable. Just means that we need to be very good.
Thanks, Jonas. Speak Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Megan?
Hi, Jonas. Hope you're well. Beth Mead has 11 goal involvements against Chelsea, so, you know, we know that she likes to score against Chelsea. How hungry is she to put in a brilliant performance and hopefully get a goal or two against Chelsea at the weekend?
I think both Beth and the rest of the team is really hungry. Of course, we look forward to this game. We really look forward going out to on the Emirates, playing in front of all our supporters, making the most of that occasion, and really try to show how good and well we can play as a team. So we're highly motivated.
Thank you, Jonas.
Thank you.
Art?
Hi, Jonas. In the summer, we spoke about almost preempting your thoughts on how to cope with difficult times as a manager. And we didn't know how difficult it was going to be at the start of the season with the games against Liverpool and the Champions League games. I was just wondering, at that time you said, I guess, the key was sticking to your core principles and seeing them through. I was wondering how easy was that for you to do after those games at the start of the season, and what were the solutions you were able to kind of find to get through that? Was it just, I guess, player availability, or was it something different?
No, it's good. Now I remember we had that conversation. I was back in Sweden then. But the same is true now as it was then. Yes, that is the way to navigate through a stormy sea. It's to be very clear on where you're going and how you're going to get there. So you don't have to start thinking about that when the waves are smashing against the boat. And I think how you do that, it's really important, I think, in those times to connect, both with staff but also with players. Because what happens is that people start to get your own ideas because everyone wants to solve it. No one wants to not be playing well or not being having good results. But when people try to go off in different direction, that's when it starts to harm the team's performance, even if everybody's doing that with the best of intents. And that's why it's so important to bring everyone together, to focus around the principles. And then I always think the art of coaching is to try and to think what principle at this moment is going to give us the most impact. Because as a coach, you need to choose that, because that's how you get trust from the group, to say that if you're able to pick that, now next time you pick something, the likelihood is that they think, oh, this is going to benefit the team as well. So I think that's always the art of coaching, to see what principles we're going to focus most on. But the process is definitely the one there, I believe.
Yeah. Do you remember which one you kind of picked, or
And we have, I can be open with that. We have four core principles in that, which we always look at. When we have the ball, we look at our positioning. When we don't have the ball, we look that we are compact in the area that we want to be compact in. And when we lose the ball, we try to make the pitch small. When we win the ball, we try to make the pitch big. It's as easy as that. Then we need to see which one of these ones now are we not doing well enough on that. I think we had a fair bit to do with our positioning, but also compactness. So those two things were really important for us to address after the first games and working together as a team to making sure that we were compact on the right spaces, but also that everyone was aware of how we positioned, why we positioned that way, and now how we then could get dynamic and interacting with the players, so not the same players had to fill the same positions all the time, so we started to play a little bit more fluid and dynamic in offense.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Art. Last one from Asif.
Hi, it's just one from me. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the proposed reforms to the Women's European Club competitions. As it stands, Arsenal might have dropped into the second tier competition this season, so we're travelling to play some of the smaller European champions.
My honest answer is I have spent 0 seconds looking into that, because it's something that's going to be going from 25-26. The decision is already taken, and I've spent my focus on preparing for Chelsea and spending time with my family, and then at a later stage, when I have some more times to that, I'm going to read up on how the competition format is going to be 25-26. But that's important, but not urgent. So I haven't given that any consideration.
Okay, James, I'll come back to you later.
Thank you.
Thanks, Asif. Thanks, everyone.